As one of life's inevitable challenges, being sick can test our capacity for both endurance and for resilience. And as medical patients undergo the discomfort of illness, they may find themselves walking a fine line, being cognizant of what hurts without falling into panic.
It is stepping back and experiencing your situation in a way where the pain doesn't take hold of you. So we tend to have a reaction to just the idea of being in pain. We experience a pain, and the pain takes on a whole story. And the story oftentimes is not necessarily one that serves us well.
Susan Bauer-Wu is a researcher into the emotions of illness and healing, an associate professor of nursing at Emory University in Atlanta. She has studied how contemplative practices like meditation can ease a patient's burden of illness. And in her book, Leaves Falling Gently, Bauer-Wu explains it is possible to see that although you may undergo pain, you are not your pain.
So if you're experiencing a significant discomfort and you have had a serious illness, what tends to happen oftentimes is that we jump to worst case scenario of what that pain means. Or this pain is so confining, I can't do what I used to do. And it all of these mental constructs that we put around the pain then add layers to our own suffering experience. So a detached and curious observer is catching yourself when your mind begins to unravel in story, begins to worry, for example.
Catching yourself means you notice, there I go again.
You notice, there I go again. Mm-hmm. Yep. And when that happens, you can bring a certain softness to your experience instead of being hard at yourself and saying, oh no, here I go again, to just maybe smiling and say, okay, here I go again, same old, same old. And once you do that, just becoming aware of what is it that you really are feeling. What are the sensations in the body? Are they changing from moment to moment?
You mean stripped of the overlay of the story of catastrophe and worry and agitation?
Absolutely.
And emotional travail.
And just seeing it for what it is, which are really physical sensations. If you know, pain is a whole experience that includes the body and the mind and the spirit.
But if somebody is in the throes of physical agony, are they able to step back and lessen their experience of the pain?
Well, I like to approach it this way, that if number one is you have to become curious and get to know yourself and get to know your body and get to know your experiences, including painful experiences. So then when you are having pain, you can discern sort of in the pain experience, where is this? Is this something new? Is this worse than it has been? What's different about it?
Because
you can make wise action to then realize this is something that is definitely not right, and I need to do something about it. I need to get it checked out. Or I maybe need to take a medication right now. Or maybe I need to lie down or go for a walk. But it's just pausing for a moment and understanding what this pain is.